You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard and Jay Capron.
Yes, it is. The Social Soundbite, 7:53. It is 27 degrees at the KXIC studios. Nick Westergaard's here. Nick, how are you doing today?
I am great, Jay. You?
Good. Different show, different child. We bring another one here
yes,
today.
Yes, we rotate the cast of characters of co-hosts here on the Social Soundbite in and out.
But, it's all good. It's a family-friendly show here at the at KXIC for the morning show. Adrian, a fourth grader, is here. You want to say good morning to everybody? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Adrian, how you doing, man? Are you enjoying your winter? Are you happy that you're back at school, or are you sad?
Both.
You missed your friends, probably. I know we were ready to send Jack back to school, that's for sure. But we're glad to have you here, and today we're going to talk to your dad, to Nick, about Twitter. Nick, what's happening with Twitter? They're lifting the limit. That was the whole point of Twitter, wasn't it?
That was, yeah. You think about the the quick elevator pitch of all these different social networks. And you can't get too far explaining Twitter when you say it's these quick 140 character messages. And now I think we talked about this on a soundbite a few months ago. It's been a rumor out there, but it seems closer to a truth, as an anonymous source from within Twitter says that is most assuredly a part of an upcoming release that could be in front of us all as soon as March. And they would go from the 140 character restriction to reportedly around 10,000.
10,000. See, that's the thing. Is
holy cow!
You're changing it completely from what it was intended. Is those quick messages, and as frustrating as it can be sometimes to be cut off when you're trying to type out that awesome tweet that you think everyone's going to laugh at. But as you're doing that, it does cut you off. But that was like the point is to share quick information. And so to go to 10,000, that you can write a whole blog post on that.
And that's what many are saying too, is that there's other services. You can write longer posts on Facebook, certainly services like Medium where you can write near blog posts and share them. Hmm. And but you look at this and, the Twitter higher-ups have said, well, people are getting around it now. They're taking screenshots of big, long messages and sharing those. But I think what's really behind it is the fact that they really had lackluster growth in third and fourth quarter. Of 2015.
Follow the money trail.
Exactly. Huh? Stock price plummeting. Their user growth, which had always been creeping up, flatlined most of last year. And one thing is that as you see new users come to the network, many give it a shot and then bounce back out. They don't get Twitter. I hear that constantly.
I have heard that too, actually. Yeah.
And actually, just this week, I was talking with a local small business owner who said in, kind of talking about the new year in an almost kind of ashamed way, I'm not on Twitter. And as I see it struggling, I'm really not sure. I don't think there's any one-size-fits-all social media strategy, but I don't know that that's a given that you have to be on Twitter, especially when it seems like Twitter is struggling.
Yeah,
getting itself.
Right, exactly. It seems to me that they're trying to find themselves, and as you said, trying to get themselves anyway. So they've always kind of struggled to find their place, and this is another example of that, is changing something that was really the whole – that's the way I was introduced to Twitter. I remember when I first had heard about it was, there's that limit, but that is Twitter. That's what it's about. It's supposed to be quick. It's supposed to be fast. And now to change that entire framework to 10,000 characters, completely changing over their identity.
Well, and it started as a text SMS-based service, so they wanted something that was small, that was compact, that could fit there. But as things have grown, maybe necessary for them to grow further, but the other reports that I've read have said, well, they are hoping that all of these changes spark some sort of increase in performance. There's no guarantee that that'll work either. So it's really a tough question for Jack Dorsey and the leaders at Twitter, because do you try to make this little hive of people that could potentially revolt with all of this stuff happy? Or do you look at a way to be more appealing to the masses?
To the masses.
You seem to be going with the latter.
Interesting. That is Nick Westergaard with Brand Driven Digital. That's your social sound bite as we get ready to wrap things up. Anything else you want to mention today, Nick?
Watch for Social Brand Forum 2016 registration information coming very soon.
All right. Check it out. BrandDrivenDigital.com. For Nick Westergaard and Adrian, I'm Jake Capron. We'll be right back with more after this. AM 800 KXIC, Iowa City.
Better, and we can feed our children better, we can feed our families better.
When Nick Wallace of Keystone, Iowa defeated cancer, he and his family became advocates of healthy living.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.